You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We're going to continue our conversation with some of the people who are both deeply knowledgeable about and helping the rest of us understand what is going on with this seeming, well, some have called it soft coup, stealthy coup perhaps, against the presidency of Donald Trump being mounted from inside the intelligence community. Some former, some currently serving people, to hear Adam Credo tell it. A man who's got some extraordinary sources of his own and has been doing some extraordinary reporting on this subject as well is our next guest. He is Richard Pollack, the senior investigative reporter for another terrific online resource, The Daily Caller. He has been covering these issues for many years in a variety of places in the Fourth Estate, notably as a producer where I first met him back in the day at Good Morning America. He's also been a bureau chief for Washington for PJ Media and other outlets that I think have demonstrated his extraordinary understanding of some of the most complex issues and his ability to, as I say, explain them to the rest of us. Richard Pollack, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So you have been doing at the Daily Caller several pieces, Richard, that cite some prominent figures, many with experience inside the intelligence community, painting a very ominous picture of what's going on here. Tell us what your important points are from them.
Well, I was hearing this even before the National Security Advisor, Mike Flynn, was forced to resign earlier this week. The truth is that the intelligence community has declared war on the Trump administration, and there are active people within a number of intelligence agencies, the CIA, the National Security Agency, and believe it or not, the White House National Security Council, which is supposed to be the guiding council for the president about his foreign policy and military policy.
These are people who are actively subverting the agenda of the man who is the commander-in-chief of the United States, and it's an astonishing thing to say.
Yes. Really, what we have here is a situation where some of the nation's leading spy masters are turning their stagecraft away from enemy states and toward the White House. There is a disinformation campaign that our intelligence officials and officers are able to go and undertake in other societies and other cultures against, as I said, our enemies. But they are in an extraordinary departure, beginning to turn their guns onto the White House itself and turn their guns onto the American government. It is absolutely unprecedented and very, very worrying.
Well, it would sound like treason to me if the democratically elected government of the United States is now being actively subverted. And you're saying, if I understand this correctly, and again, you've got people who have been personally involved in the business of intelligence for some time talking to you about this, including some on the record, Richard, that it isn't just people who formerly were senior ranking people. What are you seeing in the way of people who are still actively inside the United States government, who have not chosen to resign if they had policy differences with the president, but are working against him inside his administration?
Yes, there are Democratic holdovers from the Obama administration that are in all parts of the intelligence community and all of their agencies. And there are also career bureaucrats. And these two groups have united, evidently, to really try to place a stake into the heart of the Trump presidency so early in this game. And this is really unprecedented, as I said. The idea that people who have taken the oath to defend our country and our Constitution are turning against it. It is of the greatest and gravest kind of threat that I think we've ever seen to any kind of American presidency. And there is a real serious effort by people to try to see if the intelligence community can be radically changed, because these folks are absolutely crossing the line to really attack the president and most of his advisors.
It goes beyond and gives new meaning to the term politicization of intelligence, doesn't it? Two points that I want to make sure we cover before we run out of time with you. And again, our guest is Richard Pollack of The Daily Caller. One is that you described Mike Flynn's rather defiant response to what happened to him and, you know, his holding to account some of the people who have been mounting this kind of hit job, you called it, and really a sophisticated disinformation offensive.
Yes, I had the opportunity to interview General Flynn on the day that he was forced to resign. And he made it very clear to me, first of all, that there are criminal acts underway by members of the intelligence community against this administration. He also felt very strongly that the entire intelligence community has to be reviewed and restructured. And it's very heartening to see that this morning the president has appointed Steven Feinberg, who is a very well-known person in the financial world, to get a task force and look top to bottom about this dysfunctional and potentially treasonous intelligence community that's supposed to serve the president, not to undermine him.
Well, to serve the country, obviously, and I'm sure that some who are engaged in what one of your sources, I think, put it, Richard, as organizing to topple the Trump presidency would think that they're actually looking out for the country and trying to remove this cancer on it. And yet we do have a democratic form of government that brought to power with the will of the people through the Electoral College and process Donald Trump, and he is now making his appointments and he is now articulating policy choices. I mean, in the past, and I had the privilege of serving some time ago, as you know, and exercised this option. When I disagreed with the policy, I resigned. And I would think that that would be what people who actually are committed to the country and people who are actually fulfilling and devoted to fulfilling their oath of office would do, rather than stay inside and try to engage in acts of subversion of this kind. You said, and I agree with you, we've not seen this before. The implications are ominous. You've described as one of the solutions, as will our next guest, Fred Flights, in a little bit more detail, the need for a house cleaning at the Central Intelligence Agency, and I guess the NSC as well. Do you see that in prospect, Richard Pollack?
Well, I'm very hopeful that the president is going to conduct a thorough house cleaning of the intelligence agencies. You know, they have been very dysfunctional over many years. They have gotten it wrong on major issues, including, I might add, everything from the Bay of Pigs to the fact that they claimed that there was weapons of mass destruction. And there's an infighting that's going on between these agencies that has, I think, made it probably even more dysfunctional than before September 11th. And we've all heard about what the problems were with the intelligence community and the FBI after a congressional report, the commission found it. But I think that this is really a sickness and a toxin within the government that has to be addressed. I thought that Sally Yates, the acting attorney general, did exactly the wrong way, which is what these other people are doing. She could have quietly resigned if she decided to dissent against the president's policies. Instead, she actively ordered all members of the Department of Justice, including the U.S. attorney's offices, to defy the president's executive order. And this is the kind of climate that we are seeing. People are not leaving. They have decided they're going to declare their own war against the president, and they're going to use their skills, their tactics, their disinformation programs, really to deep six this entire administration. I'll say one other thing. One of the people I interviewed said that actually the resignation of Mike Flynn was just a very minor scalp that they got, that they're really going for bigger scalps, and that they're hoping to take down the Trump administration.
Yeah, I think there's no getting around it. A frightening thought. Richard Pollack, your reporting on this at the Daily Caller is incredibly important. I know you'll keep it up, and I hope you will come back to us again soon with updates. Talk to you soon, my friend. Until then, be well. Next up, we'll speak with Fred Flights, a career intelligence professional. How does this look from the perspective of a man who's been inside the belly of the beast? That and more straight ahead.